BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Our David Guetta impersonator has his first gig this weekend pretending to be David Guetta on a beach. We catch up with him and try and make him sound a bit more like David. Do people really dump their partners at service stations? It's Bumblow Wednesday and Alice Levine's on Real or No Real.
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
I find it weird that tonight, Chris, and we'll discuss this later, that you're going to be... Well, we're hooking up at a service station.
It's all last-minute arrangements, really, for something tonight.
But why yes, are you meeting me at a service station? It feels a bit... I don't know, it just feels a little bit... seedy almost.
I know what you mean, but it seems to be the only way that I can meet you tonight.
Okay.
Is to go meet you at a service. I've been told by someone that represents you that I need to meet you at a service station if I want to catch a lift.
So weird.
Which is great, but that's all good, you know? That's all good. I'm happy to meet you in a service station if you're fine with it.
Do you know, though, one of my radio jobs, because I was working in the south and they were working in the north, I had to meet them once at Frankly Services, brilliant one near Birmingham, and I got the job.
So what do you mean? Do people have meetings at service stations?
I think it happens more than we think, for obvious, different reasons, but that was purely business, my one.
I always see it as a place, like, whenever I look around, I see couples there, and I often see couples as in not particularly happy couples, so I always notice it's a place where people seem to go to sort out dumpings. Seems to be like a middle ground, do you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah, because it's like... I know what you mean. It's like not their house or not a restaurant near
yeah.
their house.
I'll meet you at a service station between.
You're on the M42, so that's where, you know, mutual ground to sort out your differences. Can anyone else let us know if that's a thing? Because I do see a lot of arguments happening and a lot of disagreements happening, mostly between couples. Either they're not talking at all and they're looking really, really annoyed with each other, or they seem to be sorting out some kind of differences, or maybe breaking up.
It just seems the perfect place, doesn't it? A yeah. service station.
All right, do you know what time you're meeting me at Beaconsfield?
I don't know. So tonight we're DJing at Aston University in Birmingham. So because this is so last minute, because someone's pulled out, I think, probably Jess Glynn, I've got to meet you at a service station.
Yeah. So I'll see you there.
And I'll see you at a service station. Okay. What will you be wearing so I recognise you?
I will probably be wearing... I'll be wearing shorts.
Brilliant.
Today.
Okay.
So that narrows it down, doesn't it?
Nice.
Actually, the services we're meeting at, it's not a big one. So you won't have a problem finding me.
Right, okay.
All right.
The Scott Mills Daily.
But what if I'm meeting up with you at the service station tonight to dump you?
That's weird on a number of different levels.
I mean, you know, that could be the end of you on this show.
Harsh. I see what you mean. So if you get invited to a service station to meet, be worried.
Be worried,
that's what you're saying. Although you say that, Laura in Cornwall text just saying she went on a date to a service station.
Now that's a bit weird.
Don't think she was impressed.
That's just a bit odd. I saw a programme recently on, I can't remember, it was on, I think it was called Back in Time for Dinner, and it's on BBC Two, and it's where they kind of eat the food from different decades.
I remember this. You were so obsessed with this yeah. show. You loved it.
Yeah, it was BBC Two. And they had like the same family every week. And they live their lives through the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. And they eat the food of what people ate at the time. And there was a thing on there saying that, I think it was early 70s, where like, if you wanted to be well posh, you would go and have dinner at a service station. And that was the thing to do. It would be like silver service
dining.
Fine dining was on at service stations.
Right.
Can you look that up?
I'll make sure I haven't made
that up. Hi, Nat.
Hi, Scott.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks. How are you guys?
Good. So you met up with your ex at a service station.
Yeah, it was kind of like a final meeting. You know, I didn't want him near my house. So I was like, okay, should we meet at Starbucks at Beaconsfield?
But, yeah. Oh, that's the same one I'm meeting you at. Should I have said the name of it?
I did think a few people have texted and saying, might it have been an error naming the exact services we're going to be, where you're going to be dumping me tonight?
Come on, no one's going to turn up. Let's not worry about that.
Yeah, no. Yeah, exactly. No, I was kind of like a chat, sit down, but all very awkward. You know, when you get the awkward silences and people are kind of looking around at you and you're like, oh, okay.
Well, that's why we see so many couples who look like they're really angry with each other or awkward with each other
that's
at service
it.
Station.
But
it's
so true, because you can't really go around to one of your parents' houses because it's, you know, it's a little bit, that's hard.
And no,
you know
you've got to meet. That's it. I didn't want him in my house again. So I said, right, okay, let's go somewhere and have a coffee, which is all a bit weird. He didn't even order me a coffee, which I thought was a bit rude.
But also, like, surely just go to your nearest town? Why drive out to the motorway?
Yeah, good point.
Well, it was
there's coffee shops there.
Yeah, but the services, it's just better, isn't it? It's kind of bigger and you've got a bit more choice.
It's, you know, do you know what? I think it's because it's so temporary. With town centres, you're going to go back in there again.
You could bump into anyone in a town centre as well.
Yeah, the service station, you know, is like an island of its own.
Everyone knows you.
Oh, right. Yeah. So is it because you didn't want anyone else to see you having the conversation as well that you might have known?
Yeah, you don't want someone you know sitting next to you, do you?
I get it now. I get
yeah,
it.
That yeah, that would be why. So I think you should look out tonight, see how many awkward people you can see.
Oh, we will. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm expecting an update later from fake David Guetta, you know, our guy who might be playing your girlfriend's sister's wedding.
Yeah.
Looks exactly like David Guetta, can't really mix, and sounds nothing like him. So we need to. I think we need to give him a lesson again in speaking like David Guetta today, because it wasn't going well last time we spoke to him.
No, he was doing French lessons before, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, let's see how that's going later on with our fake David Guetta.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So this all started when your girlfriend's sister thought she could just tweet Ed Sheeran and ask him to play a few songs at her wedding, and thought he'd be like, yeah, all right. Ed Sheeran is a busy man, so there's been no reply, surprisingly.
No, and she only sent one tweet as well, and I think she's still waiting on a reply from him.
Yeah, sure. But she did offer to pay for his transport there and back.
That's right, because he's performing at Wembley Stadium.
That's right. But what we did get from talking about that was we got a David Guetta impersonator. He got in touch with us, offering up his services for your girlfriend's sister's wedding. He looks exactly like David Guetta. I mean, 100% looks like him. But we're trying to now get him some gigs, maybe even the wedding, who knows, as David Guetta, and trying to make people think that it is him. Because all he really needs to do is put his hands on the air and just play tunes.
Yeah.
But he wasn't getting on that well with his French lessons last week, because he wants to be like the whole David Guetta package.
Well, the agency want him to learn, don't they?
Yeah. Let's see how he's getting on. Hello, Matt.
Hello, mate. How are you? All right.
I'm all right. Chris
is here.
All
right, my friend.
What?
Hey, all right, son.
All right.
How are you, my friend? All right, my friend.
Oh, mon ami.
Yes, friend.
Oh, sweet, man. Sweet. How was your weekend?
Yeah, good. It's Wednesday now.
Busy?
when is the point at which you say, like, how was your weekend? Surely it's now.
Probably after Monday's the cut-off, I would say.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm with you on that. Sorry, I spoke to you boys for a while, so it's nice to hear you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Are you flat out being a David Guetta lookalike?
Oi, I tell you what, mate, you're going to have such a giggle on this, man. Oh, mate. Right, well, flat out was right, which is always a good thing. But, funny enough, over the weekend, Friday night, I was going to email in, actually, but I thought I'll speak to you boys now. I got a little gig.
Hang on.
Yeah,
right.
Hang on. I know, tell me about it. I'm very excited, a bit nervous, but the good thing is, man, check this out, right? I'm on my boat. I'm gigging on my boat.
Right, okay, I need to rewind here. So you've got a gig as David Guetta on Saturday?
I have indeed, mate, yes.
How's that going to work?
Well, basically, I'm performing along the beach. And the gig is going to be on my boat, throw my hands up in the air and all that. Just away from the people, but it's going to be the music and all that, and the set is all going to be on my boat.
Right, so you've got a little boat, have you?
I have, mate, yeah.
Okay, I'm imagining it's not a David Guetta yacht or anything.
No, it isn't. It's
there's time for that.
Thank you very much. Okay, well, hopefully progress. We'll get there eventually.
So what I'm imagining is you are kind of like going into near the shore on your boat. The decks are going to be on the boat and you're playing from your boat a DJ set to people on the beach.
That is correct, Mills, yeah.
What can go wrong?
Well, hopefully nothing. This is superb, mate. We'll see how it goes.
This is good, though, because you'll be on a boat away from the crowd, so no one will be able to speak to you and hear that you're not David Guetta.
Absolutely. How's that?
No, that's a really great idea. You're going to struggle to jump around, though, if you're on your boat, right? That's the classic Guetta thing to do, hands in the air and jump around.
Oh, mate, Chris, I'll be jumping around, son. Don't worry about that.
All right. What beach is it, out of interest?
Sandbanks. It's going to be at Sandbanks.
That's a nudist beach, isn't it, Mills?
Well, hopefully or not. There is one there, though, but not that one.
Is that a nudie beach?
No. I think there is one there, though, mate. But,
I like it that Chris knew that as well.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure I've heard that before.
Are you sure, Christopher?
Lot that you are possibly playing on a nudist beach.
Well, OK. Well, I don't know about that, but that would be very... Well, it'd certainly be an eye-opener, Mills.
It would. And I'm sure, you know, like the real Guetta, I'm sure he's performed for a nudist beach before.
If the money's right, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, we're not talking about thousands, but, well, it'll be a giggle, do you know what I mean?
And this is your first outing as fake David Guetta.
Absolutely, mate, yeah.
And they won't know any different. They won't know that you're not the real one because they won't be able to speak to you because you'll be on an actual boat.
Spot on, Mills, spot on.
So this is incredible. So life as a David Guetta impersonator is really coming on.
Well, slowly, after speaking to you boys, yeah, it was only last week, actually, so, yeah, I'll let you know how it goes over the weekend, mate.
So the work is starting to flood in since you've been on the show?
I wouldn't say flooding, but, yeah. slowly but surely, Mills, but surely, yeah.
And how are the French lessons going? Because we spoke to you last week. Obviously, you want to be the full package if you're going to be... David Guetta. So how's that going?
Well, do you know what? It's going downhill, mate. I'm still doing it. I've had only 3 lessons this week.
I think what we need to do at this point, because if the French lessons aren't going well, often we mostly hear David Guetta speak in English, don't we?
Yeah, so there we go. We can mix it right up.
So I think we just learn the accent and then you'll be all good and people won't realise it's not him.
All right, Mills, I like this. I like where you're going with this.
I mean, it saves a lot of time and money with the French lessons as well, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks, mate. That does help out.
Matt, can you stay there?
Yeah, of course, Mills.
I think we need to work on the actual Guetta accent, so we'll do that in a bit, all right?
Yeah, OK. Do you just want me to wait and stay put, yeah?
Just stay on the line, my friend.
Stay there, my friend.
All right, mate. Thanks, son.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Matt's with us, and he is our homegrown David Guetta lookalike. Hello, Matt.
Hello, mate. You all right?
Yeah, you still there, my friend?
I'm still here, my friend Chris. I'm still here, boy.
Good to hear, son.
Thank you very much. Good to hear from you, too.
So, Matt, I know you've been having French lessons.
Yes, I have.
How would you say they're going?
Could be better.
Right, OK. So I think we need to maybe scrap that because it seems to be taking too much time. I think we need to work on the actual David Guetta accent because mostly, over here, we hear David Guetta speak in English, not French.
OK, mate.
I've actually got a few clips of David Guetta here. Can we try and see how similar you would sound?
Yeah, there, go for it.
Okay, so it's écoute et répète. First, I'll play you a clip of David Guetta, then you try and do it back, all right?
All right, mate.
Here we go.
All right.
I didn't know we were going to speak about cheese, man.
Now you.
Oh, my God. Mate, can you repeat that, please?
I didn't know we were going to speak about cheese, man.
Oh, dear. Oi, can you sort of help me out a little bit, because...
It is English.
Is it?
That's English, yep.
Serious, man?
Yep.
Well, all I heard, mate, was, I didn't know, man! And it's so... is that Greta?
Yes!
That was really good. You've got to say in that same accent...
I didn't know we were going to speak about cheese, man!
Oh, okay.
Go.
Right, well, I didn't know I was going to speak about cheese, man!
That's very
actually
good.
Quite good.
Very good.
That was awful.
No, it was all right.
Hey, Mills, what on earth? Is that really Greta?
Yes.
And what? When did he say that?
On Radio 1.
All right, OK. Well, you were the top boy, you know. All right.
You're a top boy.
Well, what's the next one?
Imagine if I was playing in clips of someone completely different. OK, hang on. Try this.
That moment when you're a teenager... And you dream about doing something?
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
That moment when you're a teenager and you're doing it when?
Yes, I think you got the ending wrong, but no, that sounded good. No? That sounded really good.
Yeah, I got confused with him then, actually, mate.
See, because there's two types of David Guetta. There's excited David Guetta, which is...
I didn't know we were going to speak about cheese, man.
And then you've got normal David Guetta, which is...
That moment when you're a teenager.
Like that.
Oh, okay, mate.
There's two different levels of it.
Different tones,
haven't we?
Yes. Well, it's just different getters for different occasions.
All right, cheers, Chris.
I got one more for you.
Oh, all right.
Don't stress, it's fine, you're doing well.
Well, okay, all right, Christopher.
I wear a beret and I eat camembert every morning with my baguette.
Oh, my God.
I'll let you hear it once more.
I wear a beret and I eat camembert every morning with my baguette.
Oh, mate, all right. I wear my beret every morning. I eat my camembert with my baguette.
Yes, sound just like him.
The baguette bit was a bit off, but the rest of it, perfect.
Baguette. All right. It sounds completely wrong, though, mate, doesn't it?
No.
Listen, you're learning. You're learning, OK? No. You look like David Guetta. You're slowly starting to sound like David Guetta.
I noticed a picture I saw of you. You've had your hair cut a bit or changed so that you look even more like him now as well.
Yeah, man. What do you think?
It looks good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Listen, good luck with the gig on the beach. It's very Ibiza, isn't it? At Sandbanks, nudist beach, on Saturday.
Yeah, cheers, dude. Thank you very much.
It's good to speak to you. I think you've got the accent much better than the actual French.
Yeah, well, we're getting there slowly but surely, mate.
Just stick with that.
It's in all our interest for you to improve so that we can... Because there's going to be something we're going to need you for.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully, Chris. That'll be a good shout, mate. Thank you very much.
But the bookings are going to flood in. I know this. Any week now.
Cheers, Mills.
We're going to get you that gig as fake David Guetta, I'm telling you, and nobody will realise that it's not the actual him.
All right, mate. Well, I'll give you a few beers on that, Sam. Thank you.
Thanks, Matt. David.
Cheers, boys. Take care, yeah?
Au revoir.
I love you, Bob.
I love you, mate. Man, I love him.
He's the best, isn't
so
he?
So good. Apparently, a few people were saying they're going to turn up at Sandbanks.
Oh, no.
At the weekend. Definitely going Saturday night. Can't wait to see Guetta. That's from Sam in Dorset.
Don't go nude. I think I got that wrong.
No, it's the place next door. Don't go nude in Sandbanks, please. If you want to see a picture of David Guetta, or our David Guetta, on his boat, check the boat. It's not quite up to superstar DJ standards yet, but it is on the Radio 1 Twitter. Right now, you'll see what he looks like, and you'll also see the quality of the boat.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Radio 1. Who's this?
It's Holly from Brighton. I'm moving away from uni for the last time ever.
Oh, do you feel emotional?
Yeah, totes emotion.
So this is your last year, right?
Yeah, I'm leaving. I'm graduating in like a month, so I'm not ready for this.
No. The real world. How can we make it better, please?
Can I please have a go-on, pigs, in the middle of Bumbleo Wednesday?
Yeah, we're thinking of doing Bumbleo quite soon. It's quite old school, Go On Pigs, but that's what you want in the gap, is
but
it?
I love it. Yeah, I love Go On Pigs.
Okay, we've got a few requests coming in anymore. 81119. Seeing as it's your last day today, Holly, it's the least I can do.
Thank you so much.
I love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I find it astonishing how many people request stuff for the gap in Bumbleo now. There's a lot coming in. Open the Window, Gary, is always requested.
It's a favourite, isn't
it? We can't
it?
We can't play that every week.
But it sounds so good when you put the echo on it.
Yeah.
And you just hear that, go and open the window. When you hear a fart with echo, it is even better.
I know. That's the kind of highbrow show that we're doing
no,
here.
No, but
every day.
I mean, it is good. It is good.
So, yeah, that's my job. And also, Michelle from Bristol, just sitting in the sun. She's got a day off. She's having a bit of Prosecco. Oh, get you living
Prosecco?
The life.
Prosecco?
Prosecco? 2:15, you... Yeah. I suppose it's your day off, though. It's all fine. Oh, and it's your birthday. I'm sorry, Michelle. Right, I take all of that back.
BBC.
Turn it up.
Radio 1.
The Yas dinosaurs are getting quite a lot of love as well. They might have to be on in the gap today. Bumbleo is coming. Do you know what you can watch on BBC iPlayer at the moment? You can watch Innuendo Bingo. So I was just flicking through the iPlayer on my telly last night. Question. Is it weird that I have series linked Innuendo Bingo?
Have you? Didn't know you could do that.
So I don't miss any. It's like a TV show now,
isn't
there?
Yeah, I guess you can.
So on BBC iPlayer, Radio 1 has its own iPlayer channel now. So if you don't want to watch on your computer or laptop, get it on your phone if you've got iPlayer on that, or put it on telly like I did last night. And you can watch whenever you want. The Aston one, Aston Merigold, formerly of JLS one, has just gone up on BBC iPlayer. And it's a treat. Here's some of what happened. We're going over to Kevin MacLeod's Escape to the Wild, which was just last night on Channel 4. And Kevin is truly astounded by how much bigger things are in the forest.
Up in the forest, we're confronted by something astonishing. Dinosaur cows. Yeah. A gentleman with the biggest pair of bullocks I've ever seen.
He was a good sprayer.
That's such a good one. I've got a problem with Innuendo Bingo being on the big telly, by the way.
What?
Just something I was thinking about. So, you know when you watch Innuendo Bingo normally, it'll be on your phone. Like, generally when you're at work or if you're at college or if you're at school, that's kind of the time that you're going to be watching it. I'm not sure I feel completely comfortable with people watching it on telly, you know, let's say, last thing before bedtime.
Why?
Do you know what I mean? They're in their beds. It's all about, I don't know, it's just weird imagining that people are watching it like that.
No, I've seen people on Twitter saying that they now make it part of their routine if it's a good one that they want to watch. So they'll watch, I don't know, Coronation Street, they'll watch EastEnders, they'll watch Kevin MacLeod's Escape to the Wild, and then they'll watch Innuendo Bingo all on TV.
Okay.
Times have moved on, Chris,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
I know, I'm just keeping up.
Also, if you want to watch them on telly or on phone or however you want to watch it, on BBC iPlayer at the moment, to watch Innuendo Bingos from All Time Low, Slaves and Nathan Sykes, all getting a right soak in. Go and have a look.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I just went in the BBC lifts and, you know, I've got a weird obsession with people from Australia.
Yeah.
Sometimes, well, I love all things Australian. Like Chris Lilley, for example. I've just seen in the lift, I was absolutely starstruck, former Australian Prime Minister Julia Gillard.
It's
Julia Gillard!
I mean, this is unbelievable on a number of different reasons.
Oh,
the fact
wow.
that she's in exactly the same lift.
I'm so exactly starstruck.
But do you not realise that, I mean, you didn't get a photo, did you?
No!
The thing is, you love, you're obsessed with her.
I love her.
You I don't know why, it's just some reason or another you sort of learnt about her and became such a massive fan.
And then do you remember one night after I'd had a few wines, I did tweet her and ask her to come on Innuendo Bingo and no reply.
But what I don't understand with this is you were,
I
was the perfect moment. You're in the lift with her.
I can't believe I bottled it. I can't believe it.
So what did you do?
Well, she was talking to someone about like, what show are we going to go on now? Am I talking about the UAE? And I was too scared to even say anything.
I mean, if she's in the lift right now, Scott, you know that the radio goes out in the lifts there, and that was quite an impression.
Oh no! If you don't know who she is, all you need to know is she used to be the Prime Minister of Australia. And could you search engine right now, Julia Gillard falling over? I've watched that. I'm saying hundreds of times. Julia Gillard falling over. That's all you need to know. I can't cope with this. I can't believe I just had one moment there. When am I going to get to meet the former Australian Prime Minister again?
And Bumbleo Wednesday as well. It's just you're useless.
She's in the building now. I mean, is someone furiously typing?
I don't know. I don't know what we do about this. I don't know.
I just don't think she's going to be up for it, especially after the impression.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Sam and Steph have just watched the video of Julia falling over. It's made their lives. I mean, she wasn't hurt, so it's fine, but it's a great video. Oh, I just want a selfie. That's all
I know,
want.
But this is the point.
I've left it too late.
Do you know what? You've learned a lesson for everyone out there. If you are with someone, you see that you've got to just take that moment. Do you know what I mean? Because it feels awkward at the time, but you'll only regret it afterwards.
Oh, I can't believe I missed my
opportunity. That's what you're doing. You've got massive regret there, haven't you?
I'm such an idiot.
Do you know, the only thing is, I'm now messaging around trying, like, just try. But I don't...
Imagine if she just came in.
Listen, I don't know. She's not going to come in. That's not going to happen.
I don't know why I'm obsessed with former Australian Prime Ministers. I don't know, but I am. I'm so weird. Shall we?
Oh, sorry.
A lot of requests of what to put in the gap this week.
Yeah. Absolutely, baby. No, I love feedback.
Up, down, up. Down, up, down, and keep your elbows at the waist. Up, down, up.
Go on, pigs.
baby. No, I love feedback.
Yes. Best gap ever.
Good gap. Also in there, Frostbit Kid singing on his horse. I go on pigs. Arnold Schwarzenegger doing his workout. And the lady with the fake tanning that Chris spoke to earlier this week. And the Yas dinosaurs.
Three words. Bumbalow Wednesday. Where are you?
Where are you now?
Where are you?
Come on. Shout out to Julia Gillard. Bumbalowing on the minus one level right now.
You've lost it.
Nick, who is bumbalowing his hard hat off in Southampton. Where are you? Come on.
Come on, let's have it. Ricky, cleaning ovens in Pompey. Let's bumbalow. Come
Pete
on.
The plasterer in Billericay. Bumbalayo.
Bumbalayo.
It's your reason to celebrate. We're halfway through the week. Paul is bumbalowing with a sad face on because the Foos have had to cancel Wembley on Friday. I know. Ash and Adam bumbalowing their nut off in a van. On their way to Wolverhampton, they've not got tops on. Van drivers, no tops on. It's that time of year. Elliot and Midge bumbalowing at work in Guernsey. Bumbalow builders. Yes. Lucy off of Bolton, walking her dogs and having a little shimmy. Carl in Barnoldswick, is that one? Bumbalowing in the rain. And Kate in Leeds. Clappy bit, here it
Clappy
is.
Bit.
Biggie be poor.
Warren the courier, bumbalowing his parcels off. Sarah, Jenny and Kelly, bumbalowing on the M5 en route to Reading for Ascot tomorrow, y'all.
Emma crossing the Severn Bridge, big up, bumbalowing away.
Gary Reynolds in his car in Morrison's car park, having a lovely time. Kenny cutting the boards in Wootton Bassett.
What's that one?
I used to work there. Oof. And Jenny and Darby.
Daily.
Alice Levine, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You all right?
Yeah, how are you two?
Yeah, very good. I'm just feeling like a summer vibe off you today.
Is it my very pale skin that's on show that's giving you that vibe?
I like it.
No, you look quite fashionista today.
I've got quite a safari sort of look going on today.
What's going on with the eyes as well? What makeup's that? The one that does the line?
It's eyeliner, but I don't like what you're miming because it looks like I've got one going up and one going down. That wasn't the aim.
You might want to check your teeth for lipstick as well.
Oh, no.
No, it's not. It's
no,
not
it's
there.
Lovely.
So Alice is playing Real or No Real, like she does of a Wednesday. Are we ready?
I feel so at ease. Yeah, thanks.
In 2010, an error with a border on Google Maps caused Nicaragua to accidentally invade Costa Rica.
Sorry, it's not a laughing matter.
It's not a laughing matter.
Oh, my goodness.
So they've got on Google Maps and what? Because the lines have been redrawn.
Is that how the government decides? Do they just check Google Maps? There must be something more official than that.
My favourite's Google Street View. I love Street View. Even if you want to go exploring new lands, if you're bored, like, go on Google Street View. Take a good look around. I went past your road the other day on just to see if I could spot you in the windows.
Excuse me?
I know, because sometimes, obviously, people are there when they do the pictures.
But then they pixelate them out, don't they? But they're still identifiable. If you're outside your house washing your car and they've just pixelated your face, you're still like, that's Dad.
Yeah. Mm. It's a good job they didn't catch me on my road when they were doing the pictures in the upstairs bedroom with my face. You know when I put the wolf head on sometimes?
Can you imagine? Look at his house, there's a wolf head sticking back out.
It's left over from a fancy dress party I had ages ago, and sometimes I just like to put it on
and
just stare.
You're so crazy with a K.
Crazy. But did Nicaragua accidentally invade Costa Rica due to a slight error with Google Maps? Real or no real?
Surely this is no real.
I think there are clerical errors, though. I don't know if the other bit happened. I'm going to say, because I'm going to play it a bit risky today, I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yes, Alice. You were right to go real. Google admitted that they made a mistake by placing the border nearly 3 kilometres in the wrong direction. It happens.
It happens.
And next.
Filming for the new season of Doctor Who was delayed after the TARDIS received a parking ticket.
not?
They'll slap a ticket on anything, won't
they? They will.
But they can only slap tickets on vehicles, I thought.
Well, it is a vehicle. It travels through space
Okay. But when it's not doing that, it's just sitting there being a phone box, isn't it?
Yeah, do normal phone boxes get a ticket for just sitting on the pavement?
No. That's what I mean. Like, you wouldn't put a ticket... You can't put a ticket on a TARDIS. If you can put a ticket on a TARDIS, you can put a ticket on anything.
Yeah, but stop saying ticket and TARDIS.
But a telephone box is always there. The TARDIS would have just turned up somewhere.
No, it didn't know.
And if it's in a disabled bay or something, that is not allowed.
If it's permit holder only.
Exactly. Oof. Or residence, that's 80 quid you're looking at.
So you're laughing your way to the council house, my friend.
So let's say your house has residence parking, right? And I go stand in the residence parking.
No,
it's different. I get a ticket?
No, it's different. They're going to put a ticket on your forehead because you're stood outside my house. Although it is residence where I live. So don't park there.
Is there a wolf head in the window when you're standing in them?
That's how I scare off the people. You dare put a ticket on that.
There's always a space outside Millsy's.
Real or no real, they had to delay the filming of Doctor Who after the TARDIS received a parking ticket.
No real.
Total jobs worth, real.
That one is no real.
You are being brave today, Alice.
Yeah, I feel it.
Here's your last one.
Chef Nigella Lawson is known to relax by staring at a bowl of fruit.
Each to their own.
I mean, how do you relax, Alice, of an evening? Talk us through it.
Well, there's no fruit involved. I'd probably... watch a little bit of TV, a little box set maybe, or I like cooking, don't I? So I'd probably cook something nice up.
And do you find that relaxes you?
I like a nice tea, yeah, nice supper.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite relaxing, isn't it, chopping stuff?
Does anyone else here relax by sometimes when the washing machine's on like full spin? Anyone else get that?
What, you sit in front of it and watch it, do you?
I have done.
No, well, like a TV screen. Like you sit in front of it and watch it going round as if it's...
I have done, well, I've put the washing machine on and then sometimes I've just sat there for a bit just to watch it.
What
I find
do you mean
it,
by a bit?
I find it quite hypnotic.
How many hours?
Just the circular motion. Oh, not hours. I mean, maybe 10 minutes.
Is it when you get to a really busy, hectic point in your life? Is that what you kind of need? Do you just need something really odd like that, a bowl of fruit or a spinning washing machine? I'm not there yet, Chris. I don't know
maybe,
there.
Yeah, maybe that's some kind of celebrity
for
thing,
famouses. Yeah, maybe famouses do.
I'm both busy and hectic, so yeah. That could be it.
I mean, well, clearly famous is borderline, but yeah.
Definitely not famous.
Clearly, if you're staring at washing machines, you're a very busy man.
Or you're mad.
I think it's definitely on the brink of something.
I am surprised you know how to use a washing machine.
Oh, no, shut up.
No, I am surprised at that.
I do the washing in my house.
He does do a surprise amount. Went round for a barbecue the other day. No staff. Couldn't believe it.
No. Serving your own bangers.
I know. That's what I thought. I said, Mills, what's going on? Cutbacks, is it, in the Mills empire?
I thought you'd have bachelors. What are they called? Bachelors in the buff. What are they called?
Yeah, butlers in the buff.
Butlers in the buff.
No, none of that happened.
Other butlers are available.
He's flipping his own burgers.
Oh dear, how the mighty fall, Chris,
unreal.
Eh?
He even made my own salad.
Oh my God.
Why did I go salad?
You got really emotional about that.
It didn't go down well, the salad, did it?
No, no one touched it. Nigella Lawson, though, does she relax by staring at a bowl of fruit?
I think this is so weird, but I think real.
I think this is totally shoddy, no real.
That one is real.
Yeah.
Oh, Alice. Nigella tweeted that she was feeling peaceful, staring at a bowl of pears.
I mean, Nige, babe. Okay.
Bae. Seriously, bae.
Bae, get out more. Also, some of those look like they're over the hill, those pears.
That's a bit catty of you there, Alice.
Slagging an emoji.
Slagging off Nigella's pears.
Well, that one looks a bit bruised.
And at the end of that round of real or no real...
I got 20, Alice got 10.
Oh, whatever. Oh,
after such a promising start, too.
Do I even care?
No, probably not. I reckon 5 minutes you'll be out of here and won't even think about it.
Oh, no, I do love it. And it actually does stay with me all day if I lose.
When are you back on radio?
Doing a little Saturday 1 till 4, so I'll see you then.
See you on Saturday.
All right, love.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Come and join us tomorrow on Radio 1 from 1 p.m. or get this handy podcast, playing Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. It's a rematch for Joe off of Sigma. Scott Mills, BBC Radio Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Our David Guetta impersonator has his first gig this weekend, pretending to be David Guetta on a beach. We catch up with him and try and make him sound a bit more like David. Do people really dump their partners at service stations? It's Bum Blower Wednesday and Alice Levine's on Real or No Real. Scott Mills, BBC Radio.